Accession number 20957, Reel 3.
Jack Salter, Reel 3.
What impressed us was the fact that the houses were so flimsy. They had one table in the middle, and they used to squat round to drink their sake and what have you. And it was all very interesting. We were only there an hour or so. We walked down the street, back on the ship, and sailed back to Hong Kong.
What was the attitude of civilians in Hong Kong towards the return of British troops?
Well, we were doing patrols because there was opium dens over on on the mainland.
Kowloon.
We used to do patrols there. And they quite accepted us. You know, there was no animosity. The local people, I think they thought they was going to get some money out of us somehow, but on two bob a day, I don't think they would have been very successful. Oh, and well, we were guarding the Hong Kong and Shanghai Bank, their hoard of gold. We had I was on one night, and we were sitting on bars of gold in the vault, which was quite an experience. Having done that, we were going to come home, that's right. Yes, we came. Yes.
Had you had any trouble with the Japanese in Hong Kong?
No bother at all. No, they were well disciplined to that extent. There was no bother with them. Once they were defeated and they were told to pack in, they just accepted it. There was no sort of guerrilla warfare or anything like that. I was 28 group, D-Mob. I forget the name of the ship now. Anyway, we weren't on the ship. We were in the Dems quarters, which, you know, during the war they had a Dems quarters who manned the guns on civilian ships, right? So there's about 8 of us, I suppose, that's all, on this ship. We then went to Chin Wan Tao in the Yellow Sea, China. That was quite an experience to see Chinese all with their blue clothing, thick padded clothing. And we still only got tropical clothing. And we went ashore, and from there we picked up civilians, British or English civilians who had been interned during the war, and picked them up, and then, oh yes, before, as we only had light kit on, we used Japanese blankets. Had them made in Hong Kong for jackets. Nice and warm they were. I brought it on with me. We then went to Shanghai with the ship, picked up some more refugees or repatriates. Went ashore, Shanghai, to the longest bar in the world at the time, where we met a reporter, English bloke, who showed us round the town, and had drinks with him. We then came home, about 6 weeks, I think, coming back. And that's about it.
Which had been the worst part of the war for you, would you say?
I think the worst that I had was that landing on France, when you're on your own and with the other battles, I don't know, that you all seem to be in it together, you know. That was not too bad when you look back on it. I mean, a lot of other commanders had a lot more battles, especially in Normandy, and you know, than we had.
How do you feel now about having served with commandos in the war?
Sorry?
How do you feel now about having served with the commandos in
the war? I'm quite pleased. I'm quite proud to have been part of the organisation and the comradeship.